from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. Video, supposedly by the Islamic State, is being looked at closely. Japan's government is investigating the video, which appears to show Islamic State militants having killed one of two Japanese hostages. In the video, there is a still image of one of the hostages, journalist Kenji Goto, holding up photos of the other hostage, Haruna Yukawa, in which he appears to have been beheaded. The group calling itself the Islamic State had threatened Tuesday to behead the hostages within 72 hours unless it received a $200 million ransom. That time has come and passed. World leaders are arriving in Saudi Arabia to pay respects following the death of King Abdullah. U.S. President Barack Obama is cutting short a visit to India to fly to the Sunni-ruled kingdom on Tuesday. Others arriving to offer condolences and meet the new king include Britain's Prince Charles and Prime Minister David Cameron, French President François Hollande, and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Despite deep tensions between the nations, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif was one of the first to arrive on Saturday. Ukrainian authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday when rockets launched by pro-Russian rebels hit a residential area of Mariupol. The rebels have advanced on the key Ukrainian port city in an escalation of the European Union foreign policy chief warns could lead to a further grave deterioration of EU-Russian relations. The attack came just hours after the rebel leader in the Donetsk region said there will be no further peace talks with Kyiv. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko responded to the rocket fire with a vow to protect Ukrainian territory and a call for an emergency meeting of a Security Council. This is VOA News. Houthi rebels in Yemen stormed the capital this week, leading up to an emergency session of Parliament Sunday following the resignation of the president and the government. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has a report from London.
The well-armed rebels patrolling the streets say they are not seeking conflict. Murad Mohammed is one of them. He says the Houthis are here to serve the Yemeni people and provide security and safety to serve all the people. The president's resignation, however, has left a dangerous power vacuum, says Yemen specialist Kate Nevins of the conflict prevention group Safer World.
The Houthis are actually unlikely to want full administrative power themselves. I think they are unlikely to want to be held accountable as a formal government.
The Houthis make up around a third of the Yemeni population. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
President Obama is visiting India to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on climate change and economic ties. Mr. Obama becomes the first U.S. president to attend India's Republic Day ceremony on January 26th, which marks the day India's constitution went into effect in 1950. C. Rashad Mohan is with an Indian-based think tank.
This is not often that the president of the United States comes to India for to be part of the Republic Day celebrations.
U.S. and Cuban officials are reporting progress from initial talks in Havana on reestablishing diplomatic ties. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson was in Havana for the talks. VOA's Pam Dawkins has the details.
The talks laid the groundwork for a U.S. plan to remove sanctions and a more than 50-year-old trade embargo against Cuba. The road ahead will be long and complex, says Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson. She said the U.S. and Cuba seek to advance shared interests.
This will include building on incipient dialogues in the areas of global health security, counter-narcotics, law enforcement, environmental cooperation, education exchanges, and combating trafficking in persons.
But she added there are continuing areas of disagreement over issues including the status of fugitives and freedom of expression. And also, Cuban officials say they disagree with the U.S. designation of their country as a state sponsor of terrorism. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Indonesian divers have recovered four more bodies from the sea floor, bringing the total to 69 recovered so far, as preparations are being made to bring the fuselage of the crashed Air Asia jet to the surface. A member of the recovery team said these latest bodies were recovered Saturday on the seafloor near the wreckage, which is on the bottom of the Java Sea, about 30 meters below the surface. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.